Bank of Cardiff, this is Shaw.
Who?
My name is Shaw.
Yeah, my name is Wilfred Stagg with Intermountain Hydronic Specialties, and I'd like to check into your business loans.
Okay, perfect. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
All right, it's 2411-4301.
Okay.
0012-1811.
1811, okay. Okay, and you said you're John Staggs?
Oh, that's my son. My name is Wilfred Stagg.
Oh, okay. Okay, and then just in case we get disconnected, is this phone number ending in 0227 the best number to get back to you at?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I'm just pulling up everything here. All right. Okay, so I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have. What's the structure of your business? Are you guys a corporation, LLC, proprietorship?
We're an LLC.
LLC, okay. And how long have you been in business for?
We opened in 2005.
2005, okay. And I have your building address here as 4220 West 2100 South Number N?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's a mouthful. Okay. And are you the 100% owner, or do you split it between you and your son?
There's four partners.
Okay. Are you guys 25, 25, 25? 25? Okay. So you and your son together owns 50% of the business?
Correct.
Okay. And the other two, are they just partners, or do they take part in the day-to-day operations?
They're day-to-day also. The other one is another son and then a son-in-law.
Ah, okay. So that's family. Okay. Okay. Let me just make a note here on that. Okay, so we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
All righty. What we're in need of is what I used to call a line of credit.
Okay.
Invoices that come in from a factory, they need to be paid in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Many times our customers will not pay within about 60 to 90 days.
Okay.
So we have a 30 to 90 day lag there where we need some cash to pay bills before the money actually comes
in. Okay. Okay, so usually it takes you about 2 to 3 months in order to get your receivables.
Yes, on some invoices, correct.
Some invoices, yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, and does that happen to you guys like every, few months or every month?
Well, there's no regularity to it. It depends on the contractor and how the money flows. Each job is different, but it's a fairly common occurrence. It might happen several times in 1 month. It might happen not for months. If our cash flow is good, we've got plenty of cash, then it flows nicely. But then we get a couple of large invoices where it eats up all the cash available, and then we need to start borrowing some money for a short period of time to pay those invoices off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you experiencing something like that right now?
Right now, I think we're in fairly decent shape, but who knows? In the next couple of weeks, it could change.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And then, do you currently have a line of credit with your bank?
Not.
No. Okay. Those are hard to get nowadays. Or they even, some of them, I mean, they don't even really exist anymore.
These banks are getting harder and harder to deal with. So right now they're borrowing money from me to run it. And,
basically.
I'd like to get out of being the lender to my company and get it from somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what was your gross annual sales like last year?
about, I'd say $4 million.
$4 million, okay. And how's this year looking for you so far?
We'll probably be maybe 25% better than that.
Okay. So tracking to be maybe $5 million.
Correct.
Okay. Not too bad. Okay. And then how would you rate your credit? National average is about 680 right now.
As a company, we're probably in the 700s, I would think.
Okay. As four of you guys, about-ish, average out to be about 700.
I know mine personally, I think, was 780 last time I looked.
Okay.
I think my sons are about the same.
Okay. Okay, and then son-in-law about the same, too. Okay. So generally, you guys have a pretty healthy credit, so that's good.
I think so, yes.
Yeah. I'm surprised that, you know, their bank can't extend out a traditional line of credit with you, because you guys have pretty good credit. You know, your gross sales are not too bad for a small business.
I haven't even approached the bank on it. In fact, when I got this information, I guess accountant and John has been pursuing this just a little bit with you folks. That's why I'm calling now, to just see how it is and what we do and what's your interest rates and how we
go
back.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, I definitely want to do business with you. I just wanted to kind of understand, you know, what's going on with the business and, you know, you have a healthy business and, you know, to me it doesn't seem like it would be too hard to get a loan. But it seems like, you know, a lot of banks nowadays are hard to deal with.
Yeah, we're with Wells Fargo, and every time we do anything with Wells Fargo, it's going to be a major chore, because I guess they're so big. I'm not sure what the problem is, but not too Wells Fargo. But we've not approached them on this on this line of credit thing at all yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, sounds good. So to give you an idea of what we can do for you, based on your gross annual sales, we can generally free up about 10 to about 15% on the high range of your gross annual sales as unsecured capital. So based on the $4 million, on the lower range, we can give you about $400,000. And then you can use it for whatever you need. Obviously, if you don't need all $400,000 right away, you can choose how much you want to, get. And then for whatever amount that you choose, that's the amount that we deposit into your account. So the similarity between the line of credit and our loans is that we approve you for the largest amount possible, and you choose whatever you need. And then you can pay it back early. When you get the receivables and your invoices in, and then we can renew a new loan for you, and the new loan will have better terms, better options, and things like that. The difference is that it's not a traditional line of credit where you can write checks from it. You can't just pull out, let's say, $1,000 tomorrow or something like that. That's the difference between it.
Okay, so each time we would borrow some money, that would be a loan in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
I would then pay that back. If you haven't paid it back, say you were approved for $400,000,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Borrow $50,000.
Yeah.
We haven't paid it back, but now a month down the road, we haven't paid it back yet, but we need another $50,000, which should be okay to pay that other $50,000, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's still fine. Basically, what we can do concurrent loans. So basically, let's just say, for example, you take $50,000 this month, and let's just say your loan is for your business. Well, I probably would want to do a shorter term loan for you, just because it sounds like, you know, within 3 to 4 months you will probably be able to pay everything back. So let's just say, for example, your loan is going to be set for 6 months. About 33% to 40% into your loan, you're able to refi the remaining balance or pay it all off since you receive your invoices, and then get additional capital on top.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we pay that loan off, and we're still approved for the $400,000, but we borrowed nothing from you. That's all paid off. But now we need another $50,000. Mm-hmm. Then you okay another loan on that $400,000. Is that correct?
Exactly. So, if
How
you
long
re- go ahead.
does that take to do that? To make the first call?
Since we have all the inf so since we have all your information and everything, to get a renewal, it takes about a day or two at most. It's a pretty fast process.
Not a big deal.
Yeah,
Now, what
it's not a
kind
big deal. A lot of our customers do that actually.
of, okay, what kind of interest rates are we talking to pay this back?
Sure. So, since it's not a annualized loan, since it's only a few months, what we do is we don't give you an APR. It's a very straightforward way to let you know how much you're paying back in interest. So what we do is we'll just tell you, let's just say for example, you take out a $10,000 loan and it costs you $1,000 in interest, your total payback is $11,000. And we spell it all out for you on the first page of your contract. So instead of giving you a percent for you to calculate how much interest you're paying back, we just tell you right up front how much interest you're going to be charged. And
Okay.
then, yeah, so it's pretty straightforward, and I will be able to tell you exactly what you're qualified for once I get the application in from you.
All right. I appreciate that. I do have this little application that was sent to us.
Okay.
I think I'll just fill this out and mail it to you. Is that what we do?
Sure. So what I can do is, because that one's just the generic one, I'll send you one that's in PDF format, and I'll have you fill it out. And then if you could also include in the other owner's information too, that'd be great. So that way we can, get you the most options possible.
Okay.
And then I also would just need to look at a real-time health of your business. So I'll just need 6 most recent months of business bank statement. So if you don't have July's bank statement yet, I can take January to June's. If you have July's, then I'll take February to July.
All right, so you need 6 months of bank statements.
And then also just the most recent tax return. And I only need the page that shows your gross sales. And then also just the Schedule C that shows the ownership breakdown.
And what was the other thing you needed?
Just the page, the page with the gross sales.
Gross sales, okay. Gross sales, Schedule C, okay, and 6 months bank statements. And do I mail those to you, or how do I get those to you?
You can email it to me. Do you have online banking?
Let's see, online banking as a company. Sure, we do.
Yeah, okay. So if you do, the easiest way for you guys would be usually to download it and then just attach it to my email, and then that way I can have it just in PDF format. If you don't have online banking, I'm sure your bookkeeper or whoever keeps all the paperwork have it on paper file and paper, then you can just fax it over.
What's your fax number?
My fax number here is 1-888-234-0177.
Okay, and give me your name again.
Sure, it's JIA. JIA. It's a pretty short name.
How do you pronounce it?
Jaw.
Jaw.
Yeah. So pronunciation, I would say it was probably JAH.
Okay, but it's spelled
Yeah.
J-I-A.
Yeah, it's Chinese.
So this is the fax number. Your email number, Jaw?
My email is actually, can I get your email so I can send over the application?
Wilford Stagg.
Wilford.
WILFORDSTAGG. At gmail.com.
Okay, so it's WILFORDSTAGG at Gmail. Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and send that over to you, and it will just be in the PDF format. And also, I'll just write down whatever it is I need just in case you miss something.
Include that. Email me that over with the required documents to get back to you.
Okay, sounds good. And we didn't really get to talk about your business too much. Can you kind of let me know, you know, what is it that you guys do? What do you guys specialize in?
We are factory representatives for the heating and ventilating business. There's about 15 factories that we represent throughout the country.
And okay.
We give us exclusive territory of Utah, eastern Idaho, and western Wyoming. And we work with engineers and architects as they are designing larger buildings, school buildings, high-rise office buildings, to get our specified in their plans.
Mm-hmm.
Then the comes out for bid with our equipment, and then we'll bid the contractors, the mechanical contractor, and hopefully we'll win the bid, and then we'll sell him the equipment to go on that job.
Oh, I see, I see. Okay, so you guys sell equipment and also work with the engineers to design buildings. The specifics.
Sell.
Sorry, what was the last part?
We help design the job, and then we put on that job.
Oh, I see, I see. Okay, cool. That's interesting. I've never actually worked with a customer with this. Do you guys also use a lot of equipment yourself, or mostly it's just the customers that, or whoever the contractor is that wins the project uses it?
We sell directly to the contractor, but we also maintain a stock in a warehouse, and that's something we'll want to check with you a little further. Is one of our factories is wanting us to lay in at least a $50,000 order stock, and we're going to need to do some more. We're going to have to step that up, and we're going to have to look at how to pay for that as it starts to turn.
I see, I see. Okay, and when is that happening, that project?
Right away, I think.
Oh.
We're going to lay in some stock. Depends on whether we take the line on or not. They want us to take the line on. Deciding now whether we want to or not. If we do, then we'll have to be placing that order probably within the next couple of months.
I see. Okay. So this is kind of all tied into that contract and other things that are going on right now.
Correct.
Okay.
Stock when it comes in, we should get about 4 to 6 turns a year, but until we get our first couple of turns, we won't have enough to sink in that. Have to go probably about 3 or 4 months before we get our first couple of turns, and then we'll have to pay that loan back, and then we're off and going. Once we get the initial stock in and get to start to turn, then we'll be okay cash wise. That first few months of putting in and then getting it to start to sell.
Yeah, okay. And then how much capital would you need to fund everything the first couple months?
On that stock, I think the one is putting in about $50,000, so it would just be probably $50,000 loan, but probably up to 6 months.
I see, okay. Okay, all right, sounds good. Well, I got all the information I need, so I'll go ahead and send over the application right now, and then once you get everything into me, I'll be able to send it over to the underwriters to review the file, and we'll probably get you an answer in about a day or two.
Sounds good, Joe. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. And then call me anytime. I'll have my direct line on my email, too.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Wilford.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Bye.